show them to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha Shoftim, that is Perek Yuches, Pasuk Aleph. And in the previous Aliyah, we learned about a Jewish king, and now we're going to learn about another one of Hashem's representatives in Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Lo Yalokanim Alvim Kol Shevet Levi, the Kehanim, which come from Shevet Levi, and all of Shevet Levi, they shall not have Chelik Venachla Im Yisrael, a portion and inheritance among Klal Yisrael, Ishe Hashem Venachlasa Yechelun, the fire offerings of Hashem and his inheritance, they shall eat. Venachla Lo Yaloi Bekerav Echav, and he shall not have a heritage among his brothers. Hashem hu nachlasei, Hashem is his heritage. Kasher diber loy, just like he spoke to him. Now let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Alf and Bezos. Together, kol shevet Levi, bein tmimin, bein bali mumin. This is referring to the kahanim that are both tmimin, or bali mumin. Even if they have a blemish, they're still considered kahanim. Chelik, they do not get a portion, but biza in the spoils of war. Benachla ba'aretz, they don't have a heritage in the land, which means they do not have a portion of land, which is considered theirs. Ishe Hashem, the fire offerings of Hashem, kachay hamikdash. This is talking about hektish in the base of mikdash, that which the karbonos are brought to the base of mikdash. Those partially belong to the kayin. Venachlase, elu kachay gvul. This is something which is kaidash outside the base of mikdash, referring to what specifically? Chumas and meisers, different chumas and meisers. Aval nachla gemura, but a complete heritage, lo yaloi bekerav echav, he does not have among his brothers. He does not have a portion of land which is considered his. That's all of Shevet Levi, and specifically the kehanim, which is what we're talking about over here. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, v'zeya mishpat ha-kehanim e'so'am, and this shall be the mishpat of the kehanim from the nation. Over here, mishpat does not mean the judgment, it means that which is due to them. The following is due to the kehanim from the people. Me'ezev chazevech, from those that shecht an animal, im shar im se, if it's an ox or sheep, v'nosan l'kayin, and he shall give to the kayin, hazuraya v'alochayayim v'akeva, the foreleg of the animal, the jaw of the animal, and the stomach of the animal. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Me'ezev from the nation, v'loy me'ez ha-kayanim, and not from the kehanim, meaning if a kayin shechts an animal, he doesn't have to give these parts to another kayin. Im sharim se, prat l'chaya, this is just excluding chaya, a non-domesticated animal. But when the Pasuk says sharim se, it doesn't mean specifically an ox or a sheep, but if you shecht a cow or a goat, so then it's not going to be counted. It just means any domesticated animal, these parts have to be given to a kayin. Hazraya, mena perek shal akuvad kaf shal yad shakar mishpaldun, this is just referring to the foreleg of the animal. V'alachayayim im haloshen, this is the jaw along with the tongue. Now, darsha rishum esayu, I remember those who would darshan psukim, they said, zraya tachas yad, the zraya, the foreleg of the animal, is given to the kayhanim in place of the yad, in place of the hand. Whose hand? Shenemar says in the pasuk, vikach remech biyada, he took a spear in his hand. This is referring to Pinchas. He took that spear in his hand, and because he did that act, he took that spear in his hand, so we have to give the hand, the foreleg, to the kayin. L'chayayim, the jaw, tachas tefilo. This is in place of the tefilo, the Pinchas daven. Shenemar it says, v'yamad Pinchas v'yifalo. And v'akeva, the stomach is given, tachas, in place of what Pinchas did, ha'isha el kabasa, that the spear went into the woman's stomach, and therefore these three parts of the animal are given to the kayhanim because of what their forefather Pinchas did. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad with more of the Matnas Kahuna, Reishis Dagon Chatriash Chavitzarecha, the first of your grain, wine, and oil, Vereishis Gez Tsaincha, and the first shearing of your flock, Titanla, you should give to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad, Reishis Dagoncha, Zu Truma, this is referring to Truma. Now Rashi says, Vloy Perish Bashir, the Torah does not tell us how much Truma has to be given. Avar Beseinu Nasu Bashir, Bachazal, and Mishnayas and Trumas tells us what this shear is. Ayin Yafa, if a person has a good eye, that means they're generous. Echon Merabim, they give 1/40th of their entire crop. Ayin Ra, they don't have such a good eye. Echon Meshishim, that's 1/60th. Beininus, someone who's average. Echon Mechamishim, that's 1/50th of the crop. V'zamchal Mikra Shalevchus, Echon Meshishim, and they had a smach. They were able to rely on a pasuk that taught that you're not allowed to give anything less than 1/60th. Shenemar says in the pasuk, Vishishisem ho'efa mechem rasa'irim. Shishis ho'efa chatzisa, a sixth of an efa is half of a saw. Kshatonaisin chatzisa l'kur, when you take half a saw and you put it into a kur, hare Echon Meshishim, it turns out to be 1/60th. Shakur Shleshim sign, because a kur is 60 saw. Vereshis gaze sainecha, this is the first shearing of your flock. When you shear your flock every year, give from this first shearing to the kain. And once again, the Torah doesn't say how much. And Chazal say that you should give 1/60th. Rashi asks, how many sheep are you chayiv now to give from their shearings as Rishis Agez? Let's say you have one little shepsula. Does that mean you have to give from its shearings to the kain? Or only if you have a minimal amount, only then you're chayiv to give? So Rashi tells us, chamesh recheles, it's 5 ewes, E-W-E. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'chamesh tzayin asuyas, and Rabbi Kiva Emer, he says, reishas gez, is shtayim tzayincha is harba, and titen loy harei chamisha. Back to chamesh pasuk, hey, why is it that we have to give these gifts to the kain? Ki voy bachar Hashem lekecha mikol shvatecha, because Hashem chose him from all of your shvatim. Lama l'shars b'shem Hashem, to stand and do avoyda in the name of Hashem, hu banav kol hayamim, him and his sons all their days. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk, hey, lama l'shars, to stand and serve Hashem, mikan she'en shares elam umad, from here we learn that avoyda in Beis HaMikdash has to be done standing and it's not to be done sitting. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.